Welcome to Top 5 Dead or Alive. This is a special Capital One Orange Bowl podcast. We're trying to reignite the podcast, and this would be season 5, I guess. Every couple months we take a break, but it's nice to get back on and try to start a series or something. I'm going to try to start a series called My Life This Far, and I thought it would be awesome to have my dad on and my brother, Trevor. So today we're just going to go through some questions, some conversation starters, and maybe some wisdom and different things that they've learned over the years, and just like a natural flow, and we'll see how it goes.
I like trains.
what a start. What's your favorite meme, Trevor?
My favorite meme? That's a good question.
Of all the memes that you've ever memed.
Oh, boy. There's just so many, you know?
So it's I like trains.
Sure. Like, I like trains.
Do you identify with the I like
with
trains?
ASDF? I don't know if ASDF counts
no,
as a meme.
No, the I like trains is from the meme of the kid saying it, isn't it?
Oh.
It's the kid with the, oh, that's I like turtles.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yikes.
Oh, well. So this is brought to you by Capital One Orange Bowl. We're watching FSU versus Georgia, and FSU. I have some FSU friends, and they got a little miffed that they got left out of the top four. But we'll see today if they can get in or knock off Georgia. All right, Dad, you're up. What is a memory from your past that still brings you laughter or joy? Can go all the way back to when you were a kid or middle age or...
I remember going to Wrigley Field with my family and with my dad and watching Cubs games and the big red machine they played, Cincinnati, with Pete Rose and Tony Perez and Joe Morgan and George Foster.
So you watched Pete Rose at Wrigley Field?
I did.
You know them?
I did.
Do you remember if there was any, like, record-breaking performances or, like, something unique that happened in any of those games that you went to at Wrigley?
Unfortunately, when the Cubs were playing the Phillies beat the Cubs in the ninth inning, I believe, because the pitcher hit a grand slam.
Really?
Yes.
Do you remember who it was?
Christensen had a grand slam.
For the Phillies? And they and the Cubs lost in extras? Or
at the ninth inning? At the end of the game.
Wow. That's interesting. What I was doing that, making the that board for the all 30 MLB teams. Because I want to do... I want to visit all 30 one day. And so I was trying to see... if I can remember, like, a specific thing from each game, you know? Because I would like to either make a book of the games that I've been to or whatever, but there was... I remember we went to a Rays game. This was probably 2010-ish. And Ben Zobrist hit a grand slam. And, it was kind of, you know, a grand slam's always, you know, stand out and everything, so... We've had many... I think we've probably been to more baseball stuff than any sport. Golf. We would go to the Moors, to the Emerald Coast Classic. I remember seeing Gary Player there, Ben Crenshaw, Chi-Chi.
Arnold Palmer and Jack Nicklaus, I think, were there too.
When I was...
I think so.
When Gary Player played? Huh. I would have had, I didn't remember Arnold Plummer, but that would have been awesome. And we went, I did a couple, you know how you can search the newspaper articles? And you can still search the Pensacola News Journal and see when we went to Wednesday practice, I think. And the guy threw the ball in the stands, and we got it signed by Jose Maria Canizares or something.
Yep.
And, yeah, I had the Phoenix Suns starter jacket on and everything. It was pretty cool. And we went to the, it's called the, what's that paint company tournament here in Tampa? Valspar. We went to that in one of the first iterations of that, and we saw Fred McGriff there.
Yes.
And got his signature.
I remember
that. Trevor, do you have any golf tournament memories?
Other than the ones that I've been in. I've never seen a golf tournament. I've just been with JPJGA. I was in a couple of them, so.
We have that in common. We both were in that.
Yeah.
In the Divot Derbies and stuff.
Yeah. I actually never was in a Divot Derby. Believe it or not. I never got to do that. But I had several second place finishes.
Very nice.
In my division. Which doesn't mean I'm good at all. It just means I was in a low division. So.
And you got to go to the Bubba Watson.
Yeah.
He didn't speak, right? Any of the times, but.
Oh, well, I didn't.
He always, like, maybe fund some of it. Something. Yeah.
I qualified for a tournament. Accidentally, but I was not. Then I had no business competing in. But I did the best I could, and I don't know if I got last, but I might have gotten second to last in the tournament.
Well, I remember getting in last. There was a point where I was in intermediate, and we went to junior masters. Mm-hmm. I got last in junior masters. Then we went back to intermediate, and I won the tournament. Mm-hmm. So. You're between these two spots. It was kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
But that was the Moors that I won. Anyway. All right. Moving on.
This
would be a good one for Brooke and Mom. Uh-oh. I lost it. But I remember what it said. What is the best quality of being a teacher and why?
The best quality. I'd say developing a relationship with our students. Just they become my friends, especially now that I'm close to being an empty nester.
Mm-hmm.
I look forward to seeing and hearing about their lives and what's going on and sharing my stuff.
Yeah, that's good.
I guess just the impact that you realize you can have and encouraging them to live for the Lord, to do all kinds of different things.
Yeah. And how to excel in everyday college life. Brooke, do you have any?
I'm not in.
You're not in? Okay, let's see what we got.
I also tell my students to don't drive tired when they go home for Christmas.
Yeah, that's a good one. Alright, starting on my left, Trevor, if you could have any superpower, what would it be?
Superpower. Well, I mean, you could go basic and say flight, but I'm gonna say the ability to see the future. That's gonna be.
And does any superhero do that?
I think, that one dude.
Is it?
Doctor
Strange?
Yeah, Doctor Strange, I think.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Because he looked and said that there was only one chance that they could defeat Thanos?
Yeah.
Yep. Dad, do you have a...
I don't really want any superpowers.
You just want to be...
I just want to be who I am.
As good as you can be who you are. Alright. Okay, this is a pretty good one. Mom, is there something that you're currently reading, watching, or listening to that has had an impact on you, and why?
Yes. A book called Don't Miss Out. And it's talking about relying on the power of the Holy Spirit. It's very, very good.
And would you like to expound on that at all?
Just the fact that sometimes we try to do things in our own strength, and we get worn out, we get frustrated, and we're not happy. And when you just give it to the Lord every day, help me do what you want me to do. Mm-hmm. It's just that peace and joy is there, and relying on His strength and His guidance.
Uh-huh. That's good. Any others here?
I have been reading a book on prayer, and it has been good. The first part of the book encouraged those who pray to come to Christ as a child, as He asked us to do, and be just asking Him for help, to come continually, all the time, and not just pick our spots.
Without ceasing.
Yes, and there's many different verses that say that in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Come constantly, come without ceasing, just many different times it says that in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And the most recent chapters I've read have encouraged us against cynicism and against being having on our mind always go to the negative.
Right.
That's good.
So
that's cool.
I have one other author I really like, and I like to watch the podcasts of Joyce Meyer, because it's just a lot of practical tips, practical Christian living, especially for older women.
Yeah.
Very helpful.
Nice. Trevor, do you have anything?
No. I don't read. I don't read anything.
I'm a big podcast person, too. I'm trying to find more stuff theological, because I'll be doing comedy ones. Like Nate Bargatze has a great one, Nate Land, and they talk about anything and everything, and then he can talk about Christian stuff at points, because all four of them are Christians or surrounding Christian theology, so it's fun to hear that. I've just always been interested in comedy and, but also when they can incorporate theology into it too, it's pretty cool. So there's another guy too that he's a little bit more out there, but he talks about God every podcast, and so it's kind of cool to combine the two.
Dad, you like Bob Goff too?
Oh yeah.
Yes, I read a thought from him usually every morning.
That's cool.
And he's good. Good practical, grace-filled thoughts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, let me try to get another one here. What's your favorite thing to do with your family?
Oh, play.
Oh, well, I don't know.
I like to play with my family. Hike, play games, do fun things, eat.
Yeah. Yeah, playing, I just played, I was playing Rocket League last night, Trevor, and Tanner likes to show me, what the newest whatever he got of that.
Yeah.
And I never understood, customizing stuff like that until, I got a new decal, and I was like, oh, yeah. I texted him, I was like, I gotta show you what the car looks like, and even just, playing games. And
it's cool. You got so many ways to customize your car. And it's just just a sense of pride, It's my car is cooler than your car.
And mine is strobing with this light. And I have a pigeon head on top of it.
Exactly. Nothing better.
Yeah. When you get to have time, even if it's just board games or hiking outside, like Mom said, and just time with your family.
Oh, sitting
time
around the fire, too.
Yeah, we've had a fire the past couple nights down here, and it's been in the 50s, and that's been really nice.
That is nice.
Let's see. Okay, this one's a little deeper. Is there a person in your life who has had a significant impact on you, and why? Anyone can start. I'll think for myself, too.
Well, I have teachers that have been an impact on my life. Dr. Crawford was my math teacher, and he had such a great way of explaining. And so sometimes when I'm lecturing on the same topic, I can still remember what he was saying, and that was Dr. Crawford. And then I had Miss Kemp. She taught me how to teach math, and she, again, was balanced and fun, and she was just good. And Judy Howe, she really stressed about respecting your student, loving them, coming in with a smile, and being prepared. And if you did that, you pretty much don't have trouble with junior high and high schoolers. At least that was her experience.
Mm.
So all those teachers really made an impact as to who I am today mm-hmm. with my teaching.
Nice.
Do you have somebody, Daddy?
Trevor, can you think of anyone? Significant impact on you this far?
Mother had a significant impact on me.
No, I had a teacher who I liked a lot. He helped me out. Mr. Bechtel.
Yes.
He's still a... I like him a lot.
He taught you how to write neatly.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, that's true. He did. He
that was his goal.
He did. He helped me improve my writing, and then he also just was a fun teacher, and he'd always mm-hmm. play with the kids at recess. Mm-hmm. He was the best soccer player on the field. So, yeah, lots of fun.
Yeah, I guess my dad was a good example of service to the Lord, and he didn't quit, and he always kept going as far as leading in his church that he was pastoring at the time, and I always saw the Lord provide for them.
Mm-hmm.
When it didn't look like there would be finances to be able to make it, and we as kids didn't know how little we had, but we could see that Lord always provided for my parents, and they just kept going and kept loving the people in the church.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they didn't always reciprocate, but they didn't stop, so that was good.
I think that can be a common theme when you're growing up and you don't, you're not aware of like all the things happening around you, but it's cool when everything's provided by God and by your parents and everything. And yeah, like Grandpa was, what was it, 40 years that he was a pastor almost? And so, yeah, to like pack up and move and follow God's call, and I think that's admirable to, you know, in those situations. And then I would say I had many teachers that I can't think of any specific like one person, you know, but I'd say observing and viewing a lot of people on staff at different places, but specifically where I went to college, how they were able to navigate certain, you know, just living their daily life in the good and the bad, and knowing how to navigate all that, I think, is how I navigate certain situations now. Just knowing how to lead and knowing how to be a Christ-like example to students and stuff like that, too. And so... And then going back, I'd say to my dad, to kind of the same, like, you weren't always a pastor for 40 years, but you did have that that segment of time where you were a pastor and probably went through some of the same stuff your dad did in that position, but still, you know, faithful and still... kind of the same, some same things were journeying and then going different places and then, but yeah, through it all, God is faithful with everything, so. After that heavy one, if you could be any character in a book or movie, who would you be and why?
Well, considering the very little books that I've read.
You've read lots of books.
I read a lot of, like, biographies, and so that's kind of like real life, but the series I get into, I would not want to be in. The Hunger Games.
Yeah.
Like, I would not want to be in that.
I don't know about that. Ben Carson?
I don't know if I'll be Ben Carson, but...
Yeah, I don't know.
Or a movie?
A movie. There you go. Now you're speaking my language.
What about An American Tale... Bible Goes West, where they're on the journey, and you have to get out to the west.
I think that it would be cool to be Indiana Jones.
Oh,
to not have double life.
Do you need attention?
Teaching at a university.
Oh, I see. Yeah,
and
searching doing, yeah,
temples.
Right, searching for lost treasure. National Treasure. Nicolas Cage's character in National
Actually,
Treasure.
National Treasure would be pretty awesome.
We watched that how many times?
Too many. But I still want to keep watching it.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd want to be Nicolas Cage. But I would.
No, but the movie.
Yeah. I might want to be the grandpa. Or the nerd. Whatever his name is. Probably the nerd.
Because whenever you find a whole lost city of gold, it's a good time, right?
All right. Did you like? Did you have? I was gonna say, I read the coaching book of John Wooden, and I would have
loved to coach.
Loved
his...
to have been coached by John Wooden.
Oh, that's cool. Because of what are some of his? Do you remember some of his?
Well, he just spent a lot of time with his players on non. Strategic teaching.
Yeah, like character-driven.
Character building, pyramid of success,
where
he talked about how to be teammates and how to help each other out as critical for the team to do well.
Right. Mom, do you have one? Or?
What was the question again?
It was, if you were in a book or a movie, what character would you like to be, or why? Or a character from a book or movie.
Wow. I'm drawing a blank. I'm so sorry.
Let me... Oh. Here's a... This one's kind of a common question, but... If you could have dinner with any historical figure, who would it be?
Abe Lincoln, without question.
And why?
Just because I feel like he'd be an interesting dude about the country. Who else?
His decisions.
Yeah, his decisions.
And how he came upon the dude, the trailblazing he did.
How he overthrew the Constitution in order to save the Constitution.
Oh,
it's a hard, difficult decision to make, but he kept the nation together, so.
Historical figure.
I would say a woman.
Just any woman.
Some of the early women who really made, pioneered, like some of the women who rode in the covered wagons heading out west. I mean, that was such a hard thing to do. Paved the way, and other women who paved the way for us to be able to be doing what we do now. You know, being able to be college teachers and
right.
secretaries and all that stuff. I guess I don't have any specific one, but
I'm trying to think of a sports themed one, like Jackie Robinson. That would be. An interesting one.
Mm-hmm.
He probably faced so much turmoil right when he started, but
mm-hmm.
it'd be interesting to see his like viewpoint on, or like if he would have known the impact that would have had for now,
mm-hmm.
opening up the doors for that.
Exactly.
Dad, do you have one, any historical figure?
Well, he's not very historical, but it would have been interesting to be Mike Pence. The vice president, Donald Trump.
Yes.
He was an example of being a loyal number two person.
And then, like...
But then, when it came time, he had to stand up for what was right. Yeah. He still did.
Interesting.
At the end.
That's an interesting one. Yeah, I'm sure there'll be documentaries and stuff in the future about that. I'll just throw this out there, and we can either move on or go or stay here for a minute. If you could relive one moment in your life, which would it be?
Well, to be honest, this isn't a real moment because it was a dream. But I would definitely like to relive. There's a cool dream where I was discovered the ability to fly. And so okay. I was flying around Clearwater or whatever because I dreamed when I was a kid. I thought that was the coolest thing. I'm never able to dream
Oh,
that
you're
again.
Like trying to re-dream it.
Yeah, that's I'd love to re-dream that.
I think the thing that I would love to relive is the rehearsal dinners of both of your guys' weddings. Because it just was so fun.
Interesting.
Lots of fellowship between both families and all the relatives that were there, and it just was a special time.
Yeah.
Before, you know, it was relaxed because it was before the wedding took place.
Right. Yeah. I'm trying to think for myself. Not to be sports themed again, but playing football is like a really cool experience. So I guess I do that anyway, but I'll think about when you receive a kickoff, that's kind of, you know, it's a new, you're resetting the play and then you're just starting off the new series. So it's kind of an interesting metaphor, but
it was beautiful. Beautiful.
Dad, do you have one?
Oh, I always liked watching you guys play sports.
Yeah.
Any sport, any time.
Mm-hmm.
It was always fun to go watch.
Yep.
What are your fondest memories from your childhood?
I'd probably say family vacations that my dad planned. We had some really fun family vacations, stopping at national parks and visiting family and the road trips and talking on the road trips and doing crossword puzzles on the road trips. That vacation time with my folks was always fun.
Yeah.
Probably, I'm trying to remember, but to go back to the sports thing, when dad would like to come to our sports, for me it was when I made like a really good play. Yeah.
Would you look over and see if, like, he was there or something?
Well,
relaxing?
Yeah, just good plays in general, like,
you know. and talk about it after.
Yeah. It's just like, I did that. I had that cool play.
Yeah.
And you knew dad would mention it too, didn't
you? Yeah, I suppose. But probably one of the coolest ones is when I blocked, we were playing PPA in a soccer game in middle school. And I was the goalie, and it was 0-0 the whole game, and they were much better than us. And then it came down to the last 5 minutes of the game, and we fouled them inside the penalty box.
Penalty kick.
Yeah, and so they had a penalty kick, and I blocked it to save the game. So
and you were in sixth grade.
Yeah.
On a sixth to eighth grade team.
Oh, wow.
And Mr. Bechtel was very much into that too.
Yeah. That was pretty cool. Pretty cool.
This is probably a little random and doesn't take into the whole childhood, but I think it was, and we've talked about this before, but when I was probably 5 or 4 and I went to work with you, and you were trying to have me, I was on your computer or something, and you were over the phone trying to tell me what to press on the computer.
Yeah.
And we were like trying to figure out something that, it was a phone thing that we were fixing. And I think, you know those reels, Trevor, where it's like Like it's like the kid playing, and it's the thing says like, when you turn 5 and you become aware of the world or whatever. Yeah.
And then they go like, it's like, shut up, you're still on autopilot.
yeah, exactly. So, I think that was my first non-autopilot memory.
Oh,
I'm helping in this way. It was kind of cool. I guess that's one of my first memory type things.
You remember Grandpa Ames letting you run his trains, and you were, what, were you 6? That was really something.
Grandpa never let me run his trains.
Yeah. We're at 35. Let's do maybe one or two more.
Sure.
Do you have any phobias?
I am afraid of lightning.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and that's an understatement. She's very afraid of lightning.
And one time we're out walking Beau, Trevor was with me, and it started lightning, and I just started running, and I tripped over the dog, and it went flying.
The dog undercut Mom, and then she just smacked the pavement. She didn't run after that. She walked home.
But I was lucky. I didn't break anything.
Well, Bo was just really good. Bo was still standing after he undercut Mom right in their legs.
Oh, wow.
But Bo could, whenever you're running in the backyard with him, he could take you down pretty easily. He would swipe your legs and then you would just fall flat while running alongside him. He's pretty good at that.
Do you have any phobias, Dad?
I used to have a heights thing, but I can go to high places, mm-hmm. but like, I used to have a thing with, what was it, roller coasters, but I also have been on a lot of roller coasters. Maybe it was tight spaces.
For me, it was diving boards. Yeah, I couldn't, but I feel like that's normal. Scared to jump off a diving board.
Or like a high one.
Yeah.
And then Uncle Terry had you climb up that windmill. I felt scared for you.
Well, that wasn't. I was like 15 or 16. But and that was only
I felt 20 scared for you.
We loved you before.
Did you have any phobias? We can try this one. What's the most embarrassing story from your childhood?
When you pooped
your pants. No. Have I told that on the podcast before?
Probably.
I don't
remember.
Everybody knows that story.
When did that happen?
I was in college, and I was practicing baseball. I was trying to get on the baseball team with my friend. And we were in the, batting cages. And thought I could pass gas, and it wasn't that.
No.
And so I get in the car and he's like, maybe you should sit on the glove. Yeah. He's like, just sit on this glove. And so it wasn't like it was anyways.
Oh. I'm so sorry.
So embarrassing.
Oh.
Trevor, do you have one?
I'm sure I definitely do. I do a lot of embarrassing things, so, you know, it just all kind of blends together. But
one time... Go ahead.
No, you go.
One time in high school, I was supposed to recite some thing that a politician had said back years ago, and I blanked out. I only started it, and I couldn't remember it. So I just stood there and looked up in the lights for what seemed like an eternity, and then it finally came to me.
Hello.
And one of the moms of one of my friends said, yeah, I just thought it was a two-way conversation in the house chamber, and you were waiting for someone else to finish before you picked back up again.
So you started it and then waited? Because you couldn't remember it.
And I couldn't remember it.
So that you thought it was a two-way conversation? That's interesting.
That was a nice thing for her to say.
It was nice.
Oh. I guess for me is competing in my piano, and I always would make mistakes when I was competing. That would stress me out.
Oh, were you like the perfectionist?
No, but I just, whenever I was in front of people, I just would mess up no matter what.
Yeah.
So, there was only one time that really went, or maybe two times that went well, and that's because Daddy and my friends, they came and sat with me right before I had to go up there to compete, and we got to laughing, I think, about stuff, and I don't know, he just relaxed me, that time I took first.
There you go. And the rest is history.
to make you feel better, Trevor, I have trouble sometimes dreaming that I'm going to the bathroom.
Oh, I've done that numerous times.
Don't do that? And so you dream that you're going to the bathroom, and you're like, okay, now am I really on the toilet? You reach down to try to touch the toilet, and then as you're peeing, you're waking up more and more and more.
My one of the most embarrassing moments is right now.
Oh, I'm sure it's common among older women. Or people that sleep deeply.
And with that, that will conclude our lives this far with the Huff family. Brought to you by the Capital One Orange Bowl. Georgia is up, 14? No, 21-3.
And they just got the ball.
If you like what you heard, rate the podcasts on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. You can follow on Spotify.
Watch the game.
Email us.
Sit and watch the game.
I think I have an email for, I can't remember what it is right now, but buy Grid Game on HuffGames.com. You can buy Grid Game for $4. I can send it to you. That is a grid-based, it's a text-based game you play on in like a book format. Looking to try to make it as an app, so we'll see. We'll keep you updated on that. HuffGames.com or GridGame.shop. And you can find it on Amazon. There's also a Christmas edition. So, have a happy holidays and a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And, Trevor, you want to sign off with any words?
I like dogs.
You just said I like trains to connect.
I'm switching it up. I'm a new man.
He likes trains. Signing off.